No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this first day of May 2020. I'm David Brown. Here we are 6 weeks into a crisis that few of us could have imagined the dimensions of just 2 months ago. Indeed, most of us likely still don't have a great handle on what the ultimate impact of this moment will be. On the one hand, for example, the markets appear unusually resilient, but on this May Day, millions are out of work, and predictions of a hard impact compared to that of the Great Depression are easy to come by. Today could be, and we should underscore, could be the beginning of the end of massive layoffs and the like. At least that's what many in Texas are hoping for, as Texas Governor Greg Abbott and other governors across the nation have decided to relax stay-at-home orders and restrictions on some businesses to get people back to work. Or it could be the beginning of a major rebound in coronavirus cases after signs of improvement. Since the very beginning of this crisis, officials say they've had to play a grim balancing act between doing what's best for health and safety and running the risk of cratering an economy which puts food on the table. Now begins a test of whether the steps Texas is taking are the right ones, whether the Lone Star State can get back to work, whether it's too early, and whether these moves that begin today ultimately help or harm the welfare of everyone as we move deeper into uncharted territory. On this Friday, we begin by turning to what reporters across the state are learning about this gradual phased-in reopening in real time. Joining us is Nick Garcia, who covers Dallas County politics and government for the Dallas Morning News. Nick, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Also on the line with us from out El Paso way, it's Angela Kocherka. She's news director for member station KTEP in El Paso. Angela, welcome.
Hi, David.
And John Wayne Ferguson, senior reporter for the Galveston County Daily News. John, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, John, let's begin with you. Galveston being a popular tourist spot, summer getting close. How are city leaders and businesses responding there to phase one of Governor Abbott's reopening?
Well, you know, the beaches are opening today on Galveston Island. That came after the Texas General Land Office said that local decisions about opening beaches were up to the state, not to the cities at this point. So the beaches are here, and we're preparing for a lot of people to come down. The city has, some city leaders have expressed some frustration at that the beaches have been closed, at least in the city limits, since March 29th for the most part. And there was talk about keeping some limits there, maybe into this weekend. With that not being able to happen, I think some city leaders are now just telling people that live on the island to be careful, maybe do your shopping in grocery stores and other places now.
How many people actually live on the island versus the tourist population? Could you give us a sense of that?
50,000 people live on the island. On the busiest of weekends, we can have up to 500,000 people here on Memorial Day and 4th of July and things like that.
I see. I bet there's a lot of pent-up demand as well. Nick, I want to loop you in. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins earlier this week said that the county had not met certain benchmarks in keeping COVID-19 cases down, and that's been a real concern statewide. How's the county trying to gauge these benchmarks here, and what are you hearing about reopening there?
Sure. So I think we can't not start this conversation without noting that yesterday Dallas County reported the highest number of new COVID cases since they started releasing this data, 179 new cases,
wow,
five more deaths. We crossed, one, bringing our total to 104, that very, very, very grim milestone. Judge Clay Jenkins is concerned. We have not seen, the number of new cases go down. We have not seen a steady decline in deaths. While last week we thought there might be some hope because our numbers were lower than the week before, this week their numbers are dramatically back up. And that is giving, Judge Jenkins real, real pause. I think what's really fascinating, I was reading some additional reporting from around the state this morning. It looks like Governor Abbott's looking at different data sets. The mayor of Dallas is looking at different data sets. Judge Jenkins is looking at different data sets. And so it's really confusing for us reporters, for the, you know, the general public to make sense when we can't even agree on what data set is most important. And I think we're going to see, you know, a real tussle among elected officials over what data really matters here.
That is fascinating. Not everyone is on the same page, to be sure. But there does seem to be a lot of pent-up demand for shopping in restaurants, unless I'm mistaken, just judging from some of the reporting I've been reading in the Dallas Morning News.
You know, there's obviously pent-up frustration. Everyone wants to get out. Everyone wants to, you know, go and be with their friends. And yet, you know, most national polls, most local polls will show that people are still willing to stay inside if it means keeping them safe. And Judge Jenkins has, we saw earlier in this conversation, we saw Judge Jenkins really try to lobby Governor Abbott directly to, you know, follow the science and to move slow and steady. And, you know, since Governor Abbott has, you know, made his decision, you've seen Jenkins direct his lobbying to the local audience. You know, this week he told people, it's now up to you to keep you safe. It's now up to you to make sure you're wearing masks in public, that you're social distancing, that you are keeping, you know, your loved ones protected. And I thought that was a real interesting shift in tone. And one other data point that I thought was really fascinating that the county just started releasing this week, I think in sort of a rebuttal to Governor Abbott's decision, almost 80% of the people of COVID cases and who have given the county their occupation are frontline workers, people in the travel industry, people in healthcare, people at grocery stores. So we are seeing these people who have been out amongst the public during these last, you know, 6 weeks the most, report making up a large share of cases.
John, what's the situation looking like in terms of the number of cases, number of diagnoses of coronavirus in Galveston?
Well, there's 45 cases on Galveston Island, according to the Galveston County Health District. There's 595 cases diagnosed in Galveston County, which, of course, is a lot of those mainland communities before you get to the Galveston Causeway. A lot of our cases are connected to nursing homes. 160 or so of those 595 are directly connected to some nursing home outbreaks. So there isn't there is not a lot of cases on Galveston Island, but I think there's this idea that, again, looking at how many people are coming from other places and Harris County in particular, there's an awareness that the local numbers maybe don't show the whole scale of the area numbers.
Now, I do want to turn to Angela Kucherga, who is in El Paso, where there have been a lot of layoffs there, as there have been across the Lone Star State. Angela, what are you hearing from local officials there, and how does what your experience square with what you're hearing from Dallas and Galveston?
Well, David, there's a lot of concern on the part of El Paso County and city leaders, as well as public health authorities. Of course, everyone would like the economy to open up. Livelihoods are at stake, but so are lives. And we're seeing cases rapidly rise here. We definitely have not reached the peak. So El Paso had a stay-home, work-safe order that was not set to expire until May 17th. But of course, the governor's orders to reopen the economy supersedes all of that on a local level. And that sends a mixed message. This is how El Paso County Judge Ricardo Samaniego put it.
My message of containment, my message of supporting public health has now faded completely. It's not that strong anymore because, Dad said you could go out and play and Mom said no.
Ultimately, isn't it the decision in the hands of business owners and individuals whether or not they're going to make the choices they believe to be the best for them?
It is, and some business, especially really small ones, won't be able to comply with that social distancing. But at the same time, the concern is that people will think, okay, we're open now, we're open for business, and large gatherings will begin in El Paso, and Mother's Day's around the corner, and that's a huge holiday here on both sides of the border. The other thing, you know, to show how concerned people are in this region, Fort Bliss is continuing to keep in place its stay home orders. And the Post yesterday reminded soldiers, do not leave. You cannot leave to go shopping or go to restaurants in El Paso. And just across the state line in New Mexico, the mayor of Las Cruces also told residents, please don't go to El Paso right now. Cases are on the rise in this region.
Obviously, there's a whole lot of information to explore further, but we're out of time. So hopefully we can loop back and check in once again next week to find out how folks are faring. Angela Kocherga is news director for member station KTEP in El Paso. We've also heard the voice of Nick Garcia, who covers Dallas County politics and government. And John Wayne Ferguson is covering things as senior reporter for the Galveston County Daily News. Thanks to you all for taking a few minutes out of your schedules to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.